This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP running the three-man show. EB's, I'm not even sure where he is. Is he in Atlanta?
He's in Hotlanta.
Atlanta for his daughter's volleyball tournament. But joining us right now to talk a little hoop, it's our pal Will Dawkins, Wizard GM. He's powered by Verizon. And Will, I don't know if you know this, we have some ice cream in studio. Courtesy of the Washington Wizards, they teamed up with Ice Cream Jubilee, a D.C.-based ice cream shop, and they got flavors that are kind of connected to the rookies. We have Alex Creme de la Creme, Keyshawn's Game Changer Vanilla, and Bub's Banana Caramel Assist, which I've tried.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No worries. A little early for the ice cream, but I'm glad you guys got a chance.
I mean, I could probably try ice cream for breakfast. I think I'm going to give it a go.
Hey, not against it.
Before we had you on, we had a very enlightened discussion about rising lottery ticket prices. I know the only lottery you care about is the NBA draft lottery that's going to happen. Probably that's in May, right? It's usually in May.
You don't think he's ever bought a Mega Millions or a Powerball ticket?
When's the last time Will Dawkins, esteemed general manager of the Washington Wizards, bought a white trash lottery ticket?
Well, my mom and grandfather growing up would have me be like the little kid that ran in the store and like played their daily numbers. And they would play like the same lucky numbers over and over again. So I've done it a lot more times than you can imagine.
Did they ever win?
Not Mega Millions, but they would hit on some of the daily stuff pretty often. It was pretty surprising.
Like what was the biggest takedown,
like the
if you remember?
Pick three or the pick four?
$200?
Yeah, it'd probably be a couple grand was the biggest takeaway.
A couple grand's pretty good.
The thrill of doing it for them.
Couple grand is pretty good.
Yeah, but there's also they probably spent more than a couple grand on tickets. That's the downside to the lottery.
Hey, how do you guys
when you put it all together, I don't know if they made money. I'll say that.
Right.
How do you guys give up 162 points, Will?
Last night was definitely not our best effort. We've been playing much better of late. The road trip where we had that 13-day road trip and came back for two back-to-backs, I thought we were pretty competitive. I thought we showed a little less resilience last night that we'll be able to fix. But again, not our best effort. We were down a lot of bodies. They obviously shot the ball really, really well. So we had been playing better of late, so we'll get back to it on Saturday.
All right, so let's get back to, you know, the reason the ice cream is here is it's the Scoop the Future campaign, trying to get these guys recognized for their rookie seasons. And we'll just go through all three. Alex, in particular, who was the number two pick, has really played some good basketball this month. And I think you've talked about this in the past, that he's kind of he's taken steps each and every month. What have you seen from Alex during this rookie season?
Yeah, I think Alex has just continued to grow with his confidence. He's someone that, if you watched him post All-Star break, once we've been able to kind of make the changes to the team that have given them even more responsibility and kind of freed up their game, you've seen him kind of grow offensively. I think he's averaging over 17, shooting 36% from three, and just being comfortable with his usage. So he's someone that defensively we talked about was going to anchor our defense. As he's physically playing these guys a second time, you can just see how much more comfortable he is. But he's showed how rare he can be in stretching the floor, making threes, but also protecting the rim and the amount of assists he's getting. So he's finishing the year really, really strong right now. And we're happy for where he's at, because he can kind of take that into the summertime and know where he needs to grow.
Is he a grinder? Does he work super hard?
One thing I will say is that all of our guys that we drafted this year love the gym and put in the work, and he's no different on that.
All right, so let's get to Keyshawn. I know that when I've gone to games and watched Keyshawn, he impresses me in particular. And I know Alex is known as a defensive guy, but Keyshawn, too, can be a really tough defender.
Yeah, I think when we break it down again, like post All-Star break, he's probably second on the team in blocks. And that's something where I was even talking to him yesterday about where he's come, where he was playing this time at Miami and wasn't looked at and known as a defender. But he's really kind of adjusted. He's a guy at the beginning of the year was top five and leading the league in fouls, just was having a hard time staying in front of the ball, being physical. But when you watch him this last 20, 30 games, he's really adjusted, really learned the league, and he's a competitive guy, and he's an all-around basketball player. So we feel really comfortable putting the ball in his hands, letting him create, letting him score. But defensively, we've put him on a lot of different guys, especially since Bilal got injured, and he's kind of risen to the occasion.
And Bob, with the most threes made by a rookie in franchise history, I mean, you have to be thrilled with the development there.
Yeah, happy with all three guys. I think Bob's showing that he was a mid-range player in high school and a mid-range player in college. He's still one of those guys that can get to that shot, and we want him to take them if they're open. But he's also expanded and worked on his game. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm pretty sure it's been a long time since there were two rookies that made 100 threes, and I'm not sure how many teams have had three rookies make 100 threes. And Alex, if he never got injured for that month period he missed, would already be there, but I assume he'd get pretty close by the end of the season. I think it's, one, the work that those guys have put in with the coaches, but two, kind of the experience we're letting them have by trying differently to do different things and the way the game is going. But three rookies to get close to approaching making 100 threes, like, that's different and unique.
So what is kind of like this last couple weeks for you as the GM, and what can we expect from the team here the next couple weeks? By the way, a couple of us, I think, are coming to the game on Thursday.
Correct.
And Cakes has vowed to actually interact with you this time.
Yeah, stop by.
I'm not going to have a weird situation where I flee for the bathroom or try to leave the suite when you walk in. I'm going to stay there and, like, talk to you, and I'm going to try to approximate being a human being.
Hey, will you give him a scouting tip? Because a couple years ago, Cakes likes to claim that he discovered Bilal Coulibaly.
I would never be one to tell Will how to do his job. I mean, he's doing his
job. I don't know if that was a claim. I think he actually did. That's not a claim.
I think I may have. It's true.
I'm going to come back to you guys for the tips. I can't give you guys any tips.
Look, Will, ball knows ball, right?
I mean, very true, at any level.
I don't know if you've seen this guy Cooper Flagg, but he seems to be pretty good.
Well, I don't know.
There's a few guys still playing in this NCAA tournament that are having pretty good evenings, and a few of them had him last night as well. Yeah. So it's been a fun ride. This last month, you guys asked what I've been doing. I've been in Europe. I've been at these NCAA conference tournaments. I've been at some of these NCAA tournament games. So I've been traveling and moving. Our scouts have been moving. We actually have everybody in town just to be around the team right now, take team photos. But we've got to sit down and watch some of those games last night. So that's kind of the front office side. In terms of our team, we're trying to get healthy. We're banged up. We got a lot of guys. But we want to make sure that we're getting some momentum into the summer. And that's by playing the young guys and giving them opportunity. Last year, we stumbled upon a Tristan Vucevic at this time of year, a Justin Champagny, and gave those guys opportunities. And they took that into the summer and kind of really helped themselves. So we're going to keep playing our young guys, try to see what we have, try to get a little healthy, and finish the season on a good note.
Joined by Will Dawkins, Wizards GM. He's powered by Verizon. Curious, does Will Dawkins speak any other languages? You talk about traveling to Europe a lot. Are you fluent in anything besides English?
Fluent? No. I can get around in Spain very well. Right. My Spanish from high school still kind of carries over there. I can like order a cab and food in a few other languages and say hello and be nice. But that's about it.
Which country?
You have to be learning some French. I mean, you got a lot of French influence on the roster, right?
Weirdly enough, my French is not great. I go there a ton. We have a lot on the roster. But Bilal's mom and myself, we've promised that we both have to get better. So she's working on her English while I'm working on my French.
Hey, Will, just
my wife speaks a little French, so she's like my buffer.
Just in the last calendar year, give me how many different countries outside of the U.S. you visited.
Oh, wow.
If you can pull it.
I would say in the last 12 months?
Yeah, last 12 months. Just off the top of your head.
At least 10-plus countries.
Oh, he's so well-traveled.
My last trip alone, it was 6 days. I went to 5 different countries.
Jeez. Where'd you go? Fill us in.
Yeah. Let us live vicariously through you.
That was a little bit of Greece, Spain, France. I think I was in Slovenia and Switzerland.
Your passport has so many stamps on it.
Weird story. I had once was over there and my passport got so full I didn't have a blank page. In entering Germany, I didn't know it was a rule. You have to have at least one blank page on your passport. And they almost didn't let me in.
Right. You're like, I gotta go find the next passport. Dirk Nowitzki. You gotta let me in.
I was out there trying to watch the Wagners, I think, back then.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, pretty good family.
Hey, Will, is Bilal out for the year because of the hammy?
Yeah, I think the timing of that one's going to be really tough for him to come back. We've had some unfortunate injuries with him and Corey where, like, the timeline is that 4 to 6 week window,
right?
And that's right around the season, so I would say unlikely, but he's progressing pretty well, so we'll never count him out. He's a different type of athlete, but more likely than not, yeah.
Hey, Will, especially with the international guys, during the summer, do you want those guys here, or are you cool with them just fanning out and training on their own? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I think it's important for everybody to get away for a little bit and just breathe because it's a long season. But in our jump season, what we try to call it, we make sure that guys are in D.C. for a good amount. So they'll be back training probably sometime in May, definitely in June, to make sure you're preparing for summer league and everything that goes into that, just preparation. And then whatever we do in July, and then kind of give them a break to kind of get away. But it is important that they go back, reconnect with their families and their friends, and do some stuff on their own. But even when they do that, we're there. So we'll send our coaches to wherever our guys are at, whether it's Corey in Arizona or whether it's Alex in France, like our coaches are going to go make sure they're still working with them. And that's our mental coaches as well as our performance coaches as well as the on-court basketball coaches.
I don't know if you saw this. You probably did, but did you see how the Lakers lost last night? They blew a 5-point lead with 9 seconds to play.
Oh.
There was a Reggie Miller type vibe to that one a little bit.
That's
and
true.
I was around Josh Giddey a little bit in Oklahoma City, and I know he's a tough, competitive kid. So when I saw that shot go in, I knew he was going to take it. I'll say that.
That was crazy.
I think he loves playing the Lakers. I don't know if he's got something with Luka or whatever, but he's put up some big numbers in the last two matchups.
Wow. Well, yeah, the end of
the season is pretty good for NBA basketball because a lot of teams are trying to achieve different things, and you see teams trying to position themselves, but also you see players trying to position themselves. So it's fun basketball to be watching at the end of the year with some different names stepping up. So league-wide, I find that it pretty interesting.
I got to say this, Will. I'm so ready for the playoffs. I want the regular season to end. I really do.
The West is going to be a bear. It's going to be fun for teams to go watch and just to see those play-in games. I think the league's got that part right, where competitive basketball is going to start here pretty soon. And I think we're on our way to figuring out and being part of that here.
Yeah.
Good to hear, Will.
All right.
Good man. Hopefully we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Have a good weekend, guys.
See you soon.
Thank you.
It's Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, powered by Verizon.
Brush up on my etiquette and my interpersonal skills.
I didn't respond to the email yet, so I better do that.
I think
I'm going to go, but he said could plus one. I got to figure that out, mm-hmm. and I got to make sure that, like last night, my wife worked. I got to make sure that situation is covered.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, Will Dawkins, powered by Verizon. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Coming up in an hour, we will be joined by Kevin McCarthy. Give us the latest on the movie. See if there's anything worth seeing this weekend. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
All right, the PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to discuss the ice cream that the Wizards brought us.
Okay.
Which is very nice. They brought 3 different flavors of ice cream to celebrate the 3 rookies.
And the 3 rookies have all been good.
Okay, so I go into the producer studio during the break, and they've got all the ice cream out. Everybody's sampling. So I was the last to sample.
Mm-hmm.
So then Drab asks for my rankings. Now, he doesn't go in the standard 3, 2, and 1. At first, he wants my second pick of the 3. And the 3 flavors are vanilla, strawberry, and I think the 3rd flavor is banana caramel.
Okay. Correct.
Those are your 3 flavors to choose from. So after I...
They have fancier names. There's creme de la creme.
That's the strawberry.
Right.
The vanilla is game changer vanilla, and I'm not sure what the banana caramel's name.
Banana caramel assist.
Banana caramel assist. I believe that's
because Bub's a point guard.
That's Bub Carrington's flavor.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right, so Drab asked me, what's my number 2? And I said, well, it's the creme de la creme. It's the Alex Saar flavor. It's the strawberry. No, I'm wrong. I was so thrown by what they told me. My brain isn't properly functioning.
Your brain can't handle picking number 2 first.
Number 2 was vanilla.
Okay,
I went with the vanilla. Okay, that's the Keyshawn
George flavor.
I know
what your number 3 is.
So then they asked for my number 1, and I said... Well, it's clearly the strawberry, the Alex Saar creme de la creme. And then I said, there's a gap of 1,000 miles between the number 2 and the banana caramel. And then...
That's just your personal preference.
Those maniacs in the next room, all 3 of them, reached the consensus that the banana caramel was the number one flavor of the 3.
Well, why is that so... crazy.
He doesn't
that's
like,
what
he hates
that's
bananas.
What you're coming in that their preference is different than yours because that's
blown.
My preference too. I only tried one. Vanilla is super bland and so is strawberry.
I mean, I
do
like
vanilla.
I feel like we should
guy.
Close off that studio and throw in 3 cyanide capsules.
I'm with
and they
them,
should all eat them at the same time.
I didn't even need to try the other 2. I know that my favorite, and I don't love banana necessarily, but the banana caramel, I'm guessing, better than the other 2.
It was
caramel balances it out really well. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
the banana was just too much. Banana should not be the base for any ice cream ever.
It overpowers everything, but except for caramel, it balances it out.
I know you want
Cakes.
Caramel.
Cakes.
I do want to have caramel.
So desperate to caramel.
I really struggle with that. You East Coasters.
Yeah.
Ever heard of Banana Foster?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who would never order it? This guy.
He doesn't like bananas.
It's pretty good.
Why do you argue with him about bananas? You know he doesn't like bananas. He
does
them.
Have the most food quirks.
He does.
For sure.
Weird.
Cakes, but do you think you knowing it was banana kind of threw you off? You went in there a little jaded already?
little bias.
There may have been some bias heading in, but nothing about that spoonful that I ate was remarkable.
You act like you couldn't have been able to tell that was banana flavor. It was overpowering with banana.
I wasn't feeling the banana. You know what I could taste? The delicious strawberry. It was so good. It was delicious. Tasted so good.
I've had strawberry ice cream in my life.
Yeah.
If I went to Baskin Robbins, right, they've got
you'd never order it.
I would never order ice cream. But I'm a chocolate mark.
I'm with you.
So to me, the reason why I went with the banana caramel is because caramel is closest to chocolate.
Right, of course. Man, I just can't believe that there was just a runaway winner in that room.
Well, if I was in there, it'd be four.
You're the
outlier, Cakes.
I didn't try any of them, but I love bananas. Yeah. So
you probably have it.
I bring one every day.
You probably have it as your
one. Have you ever put one in tailpipe?
I'm not. But I do like vanilla, so I might go vanilla. Slightly over the banana. Slightly.
Vanilla's fine, but I mean, pour some Heath Bar Crunch in there or something to spice
it
up.
Well, you pour some caramel sauce over and you put it in the microwave for about 15 seconds so it melts a little bit. Spectacular.
Hold on, you put the ice cream in the microwave?
It's just for about 15 seconds so it melts just a little bit.
I've never heard of such a thing.
But you got to, because the caramel sauce has to melt a little bit. You know what I mean? Because you got to keep.
Right.
Too many times when I was in law school, this was my bit, all right? There was a Wawa about two blocks from where me and Mike lived in Chestnut Hill in Philadelphia. Sports Center was on at 11. At about 10:30, I'd walk to the Wawa. I'd get Ben and Jerry's. Mm-hmm. I'd come back. And this is pre-internet, right? So if you're getting like your national sports news, any sort of sports news, it was from newspapers.
Right.
It was from SportsCenter.
Sure, I remember.
And then I would sit there and I would put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds because it just softens it. And then I'd eat the whole pint.
I've never heard of people putting ice cream in a microwave. This is just news to me.
Eye-opener. Not that it melts so it's like syrupy, but...
You want it so that you're...
Kind of like it's...
Your spoon isn't going to bend.
It's like milkshake.
All right.
But you need the caramel sauce to melt a little bit.
Right.
Or the hot fudge, whatever you put in there.
Just a little bit better.
Yeah.
So during the break, I was checking out all of the social media nonsense about Buzz Williams.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that swear Buzz Williams is going to come to
Maryland.
But then I would click on their handles and they'd have like 500 followers, 1,000 followers. John Fanta, who we have on the show, who's blown up, by the way, in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
He refutes the Buzz Williams.
Okay.
Discussion. There also is a rumor that, and I'm going to call it a rumor because I haven't been able to verify, that Buzz Williams has a $10 million buyout. So do you think Maryland is going to pay $10 million?
Probably not.
So that Buzz Williams would take over for Kevin Willard? I don't see that happening.
This Buzz Williams stuff, and we brought this up earlier, we have a friend, someone who went to high school with both Cakes and JP, who has a friend who is...
It's very loose.
He's got a friend who has a friend, who is an assistant at Texas A&M.
All right.
And he claims that this assistant was asked to come with Buzz Williams on his staff to Maryland. All right. I don't believe
that.
Seems
pretty specific.
It seems specific. I just don't understand why Buzz Williams would leave an SEC program with major, major dollars in a state that he's from, that he wanted to go coach in, to come to College Park. It doesn't make any sense to me.
There's going to be a lot of action here in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the coaching situation, but then the portal is open. Like I've been trying to see what's going on with the portal to see if some of these Maryland guys have entered the portal yet.
They haven't yet, officially.
They haven't. It's funny. I saw that Patino got some stud from Arizona State. I'd forgotten. Drab doesn't care about Arizona. Even though he went to Arizona State, he likes their football program. Doesn't care about their basketball program because he can get Gonzaga guy.
Yeah. Was he Arizona State's leading scorer? Is it Sanone?
Yes.
He was leading scorer?
I'd have to double check.
I don't know much about him.
No,
getting back to Buzz Williams for just a second. I obviously don't know this person's name because he's, take this for what it's worth, a TikTok-based bracketologist. His name is Nick Bateman. He went on X on Thursday night He said, don't be surprised if Maryland loses tonight. Kevin Willard is immediately announced as Villanova's head coach, and Buzz Williams is immediately announced as Willard's replacement.
There's definitely a lot of noise. UMB. There's definitely, I didn't see that.
Coming. I don't know
he
where
said,
it's coming
won't
from.
Say more, just don't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. I mean, unless Williams has some issue with, you know, the same type of issue that Willard has.
Maybe with, maybe Buzz Williams loves College Park. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know why.
Maybe he loves CP Maryland. I don't know.
We had John Rothstein, one of the top college basketball insiders, who you see on CBS, on the show yesterday. And I agree with this. This was tweeted out by CBS Sports College Basketball. Kevin Willard's going to weigh the offer to stay at Maryland, or he's going to be the next head coach at Villanova. I think that's where we're at. I don't think all this noise, I think he's thinking about it. Like,
it's a lock.
I do not believe him when he says, I haven't talked to my wife or my agent. Like, maybe technically he meant since after the game.
Nobody should.
Like, he hadn't talked to them since the game to the presser.
Right.
All right. In those 15 minutes, he may not have talked to him.
Yeah.
But he's aware that there's an offer at Villanova. And he's just wrestling with it, I think. And I think he bungled his messaging. It may have been calculated or not. Probably you're right, Cakes. It was calculated. He should have not aired any of that dirty laundry. He should have just said, I'm focused on winning in the tournament.
Right.
That should have been his whole message.
Right.
And nobody would be hating him right now. Whereas, you know, 75% of the people that are tweeting on our poll, you can vote at Junks Radio.
Maybe he just couldn't help himself.
They don't want him to come back.
As he said on Kevin Sheehan's show when he appeared, when he overslept and should have been on this show. And then he was on Kevin Sheehan's show like 45 minutes later, he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, he's like, the jersey in me came out. Like, he's just a blunt guy. Like, if there's something weighing on his mind, maybe he just couldn't help himself from bringing it up. He's like, I've got a mic. This is front and center for me. I feel like I have to talk about it. Here's my opportunity. And he did it. And he probably didn't realize what an S storm it was about to create.
Do you think that Kevin Willard will be on the team chartered flight leaving San Francisco, coming back to D.C.?
Yes, I think he will.
If he's 50-50. Not, if he's not on the flight,
he's gone.
If
he's on a private jet flying to Philly,
then
the writing's on the wall.
If he's on the flight, okay, then we can talk.
I don't know what to believe. Not. Like the whole dinner thing, we kept hearing people say, oh, he wasn't at the team dinner.
Yeah, I couldn't verify
that. And I said,
well,
what's the source? And I saw somebody had like a text exchange.
Yeah.
But it was total hearsay. It was like somebody saying,
yeah.
Now, I heard, this is what I heard through all my extensive network of sources, that the person that leaked that got fired.
Mm.
Now, I don't have anything to really back that up other than
I love rumors.
Hearsay.
I love rumors.
At this point. But that's
all hearsay.
That's what these ringing ears heard yesterday.
If Willard really wanted to stay at Maryland, he could have made it perfectly clear. I thought I was buying that he was going to stay at Maryland when I heard the Sheehan interview. Because I think he kind of struck the right notes.
Mm-hmm.
But then since then.
But he framed it too. He said, as of right now, I'm returning to Maryland. That's what he told Kevin Sheehan.
Yes.
And then Kevin pressed him. He's like, I'm coming back to Maryland. Like, we can play some of the clips. I'm sure we can cut
it. But
that
was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things have
changed.
Yeah. There's been a lot that's been added to the Kevin Willard timeline since he appeared on the Team 90.
But getting back to the Buzz Williams thing, and nothing surprises me about sports anymore, but what's the reason Buzz Williams would leave an SEC program, the best league in the country, with outrageous resources? A major football school that has crazy revenue that will spend money on their basketball team to come to Maryland.
I have an answer. Maryland has better basketball tradition than Texas A&M, and Maryland more of a basketball school than Texas A&M. Texas A&M, in my opinion.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
I just think it has better tradition.
It comes down to how much of a better roster can you build with the resources you have? And I think right now, Texas A&M, you can build a bigger roster because you can probably spend more money on it.
But he probably is wrestling with the same thing that Willard is here. And that might be a reason he wouldn't come, is that he has to deal with the monster that's the Texas A&M football program, which in my opinion will always overshadow Texas A&M basketball.
Yeah, but he knew that when he took the job.
Right.
I mean, he took the Virginia Tech job. Virginia Tech is a football school.
Sure.
And he was there for 5-6 years.
You know what he likes doing? He likes taking jobs at football schools outside of Marquette.
Well, because he gets paid.
Yeah.
He probably has a really good salary. Well,
I would think
unless Maryland's going to double his salary and give him more money than Texas A&M's giving him, okay.
Maybe
but
they would.
I just don't see that.
Maybe they would give him just a big sweetener over what Texas A&M is paying him right now.
Unless there's something we don't know about A&M's AD.
Right.
And that relationship, mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense that Buzz Williams would leave his home state in the best conference in the country to come to Maryland.
This is a report from the Baltimore Sun this morning. I don't know how plugged in this guy is, but this was Taylor Lyons. University of Maryland administrators have told at least one prominent booster for the men's basketball program that Kevin Willard plans to leave for Villanova.
Yeah.
All right, we do have some of the audio when Kevin Willard appeared with Kevin Sheehan, which seems like eons ago, but it was just a few days ago here on the Team 980.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that, are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. You know, he's actually the first guy that's come up to me. One of my issues is I just didn't have a great...
Tell everybody who Brian is.
It's the CEO. I'm not sure what his title is. He's in the athletic department, and he's way up there. There's a lot of people up there. Kev.
Okay, just so everybody knows. Yeah.
But he's been great. He's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, you know, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome. He has put a lot of what I've felt over the last 3 years about the program. I think he's finally starting to understand where I want this program to go.
All right, so the key there is as of right now.
Yeah, but I believed him that day. I told you when we talked about this.
Yeah.
I believed Willard. I would have put my money on he's staying after that interview.
Well, he said in that interview, in that answer, he said, I'm trying to work things out in my contract where I know we're going to get enough money to spend on our players. That's what he said. Now, maybe he didn't get the answers he wanted.
Maybe they just can't get the money. I mean, you brought up several times, maybe this was off air, the revenue of the other Big Ten teams that have big football programs are just bringing in more money. So they've got more money to play with.
Yeah, but it's still a percentage of what they have coming in. I think it just kind of it's based on the percentage. And if he can't double the money that they're, I'm just throwing these numbers out there. Let's just say he had $3 million to spend on his team this past year and he wants to double it to 6 or 7. Will the president or whoever's running the athletic department right now agree to that? I don't know. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying he's trying to get that into his contract, but it doesn't sound like it's a done deal because he would have already said, all right, I'm staying at Maryland. If that's what he got.
Right, he's in limbo.
There's a college basketball contributor to the New York Times who tweeted last night. He said there's a correction on Buzz Williams' buyout as a potential replacement if Willard goes to Villanova. It's $2 million prior to April 1st and $1 million after.
Oh, so after April 1st, it goes down to $1 million. And now it's just two? That's way less than the 10 that was being reported.
Yeah, who reported
it? Again, I didn't say it was reported. I said it was tweeted.
Tweeted. Okay.
You know, he says it's in the USA database as $14 million as the buyout.
Okay.
That's maybe where the confusion came from.
But. If it happens, you think Maryland's not going to wait until after April 1st and save $1 million?
It's already March 28th.
Yeah. Might as well wait a few days.
I don't know what to believe on those buyouts. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think it's going to happen before 10 a.m. Because I don't know when the flight is. But if he's not on the flight coming back, it doesn't look good for Kevin Willard to come back.
Yep. We need some boots on the ground at the hotel. Yeah. What do you see?
Yeah, some San Francisco-based Junks listeners. Help us out. Do what you can. Do some work out there.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears. Open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a couple chances to win tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul at Jiffy Lube Live. So make sure you listen throughout the 9 o'clock hour for your chances to win. Right now, we open up the entertainment page.
That's right. The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check them out at BMWofFairfax.com. We're going to start off this EP with a quick birthday game. Three celebrities. First and foremost, here's part of what's wrong with society. Gavin gave a quick editorial. When you Google famous birthdays in the year 2025, here's the problem. Like the first 10 people they give you, for the most part.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Sure.
Are TikTok stars.
Seven of the first eight names that I see here are either TikTok
or YouTube. Right.
And this one's new to me. Roblox star?
Wow.
My daughter would love that.
I mean, Max, can you give me a little file on Roblox? I know it's a thing.
You don't know Roblox?
It's just a game a bunch of kids have been playing for almost 10 years, but I haven't played it for 10 years. So okay. It's been, yeah.
But it's obviously
how old
something
are you,
for
Max?
The younger
24.
So yeah. He's a youngin. He's a young whippersnapper. Same
My son
age
used to play
Mike
Roblox,
Maul.
And then he kind of aged out when he was 12, probably. Okay. And Isabella plays Roblox and all her 7, 8.
I have no idea what any of that means.
All her 7, 8.
And I guarantee you, I won't know one name on the TikTok slash
YouTube. I'm not going to bring up the TikTok stars because you never heard of them. Yeah. I'll bring up real celebrities and I want your guys' guesses as to their age today.
All right.
Their birthdays. Lady Gaga first.
Ooh.
Jason, you lead off.
42.
Jason's in at 42. JP?
46.
You guys are way overbidding on Lady Gaga.
37?
She turns 38 today.
Okay. I was getting my original guess was going to be 37, but I, for some reason I thought she was early 40s.
All right. Second birthday today. This one should be right up JP's alley. He's got a big fanboy crush on this guy. How old is former Junkies guest Vince Vaughn?
50?
I think he's older now. I think he's more close to us. I'm going to say 56.
Jason, you are closer, but you did go over Vince Vaughn today, 54.
All right,
same age as us.
Yeah, our age.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Final celeb. Now she's way down on the list. She's below some dude named Caleb Coffey, who's a TikTok star.
Oh,
okay.
Caleb.
Julia Stiles, actress.
Ooh.
How old is Julia Stiles?
Remind me what would give
she's
me.
She's been in like all of the Bourne movies. She's in 10 Things I Hate About You. She was in the remake of The Omen.
Julia Stiles, American or
she's American.
British? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles is 64.
Okay, JP.
She's 41.
I mean, JP's so much closer. Julia Stiles, you must be thinking of the wrong person. She's 43.
He's thinking of Julia Child.
Who is I don't know who Julia
is. Julia Stiles, she plays like the other agent alongside Matt Damon.
Oh, I was thinking of the woman that's always calling Damon on the phone.
Okay, so maybe I threw you with that because I know who you're thinking of. I think her name is Joan Allen.
Joan Allen, that's what
I think that's
about.
Her name.
All right. I had the wrong woman.
It's all good. It's fine.
If you would have told, if I saw her face, okay. I wouldn't have guessed 63.
Correct.
Joan Allen, 68, by the way.
68.
All right, that's who I was thinking of.
All right, so Stephen A. Smith and LeBron James, they can settle their beef in the boxing ring.
Okay, somebody's offered.
Well, who do you think offered? Who do you think offered to put Stephen A. Smith and
LeBron my guy
James?
Damon Feldman still in the celebrity boxing game?
Damon Feldman.
Yes, he is.
Celebrity boxing founder Damon Feldman immediately got to work after the trolling online and on TV between LeBron and Stephen A. Smith. Now, look.
Can they just go away? Both LeBron and Stephen A. Just go away forever.
That would be fine with me.
I can't stand either of them. Bye bye. And if I had the Lakers on the money line last night, and I didn't, you know how bitter I would be at LeBron James, who gave the game away.
Well, first he let a wide open three pointer on his guy. For some reason, he was just floating by the guy who passed it to his guy.
Right.
And then he inbounds the pass right to Josh Giddey, who kicks it out. So he gave up 6 points there.
Just gave it up. Just gave the game away. Yeah.
Well, the Stephen A. LeBron thing got a lot less fun yesterday when Stephen A. went way below the belt.
Yeah, and he botched it.
With a false claim.
Yeah.
Stephen A. said, well, I didn't bring up this, right? Well, about to bring up something.
Okay.
He goes, I never brought up this. And then he says, why weren't you at Kobe's funeral?
I suggested he'd be happy with the things that I haven't brought up. I never brought up really and never really discussed why you were not at Kobe Bryant's memorial service. I never really brought up or discussed why you did not attend Dwayne Wade's Hall of Fame induction when that man was directly responsible for you capturing a championship for the first time in your career. I brought up none of that. I didn't bring up the fact that even though when people had asked, you had alluded to what had happened tragically to your son, and thank God he's okay with his heart condition. I didn't bring up the fact that even though you couldn't go to the Hall of Fame induction of Dwayne Wade weeks earlier, you were out of the country on business. I didn't bring that up. That's your personal business, okay? But the fact is, you wasn't at the Hall of Fame induction of a brother that's going to drastically assist to you being a Hall of Famer because he helped you become the champion that you are, and he was a big brother to you. I brought up none of these things. But
wasn't it like a 11-plus minute rant? Like, he just went completely sideways. Like, he was just...
There are like two more minutes on this clip.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say this. Stephen A. Smith is accomplishing what he wants because I don't think Drab really consumes First Take, but yesterday you wanted the volume turned up.
I know.
You got sucked in.
First time in history at 10 o'clock, I turned up the volume. I wanted to see what his response to LeBron would be.
So apparently an hour later, he had to take this all back about the funeral.
Right.
Because people were texting, well, wait a second, he was there. He just wasn't a speaker.
Right. I mean, I don't, look, Stephen A. Smith, he's a brilliant businessman, huge media personality. The only time I'm ever exposed to him is when we do this show.
He did
like
have
outside of this bubble.
Yeah, he does.
I never consume his content.
He doesn't factor into my life ever.
But it's undeniable.
But I know a lot of people do.
It's undeniable that the LeBron versation on McAfee was big and went viral. And I will say, Drab, Stephen A. Smith did have receipts that were good. Like he said LeBron was killing Brian Windhorst and even mispronounced his name.
Right.
Which I'm sure he did on purpose. And he was like, that guy doesn't know me. Meanwhile, previously he said, nobody knows me better than Brian Windhorst. So LeBron's on a mission to take down Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
And it made me laugh. Stephen A. Smith said, you know, he just signed a $100 million deal for 5 years.
Paid.
He's like, hey, I'm likely to still be here when you're gone.
Right. I mean, if I'm LeBron, Stephen A. Smith he's like a bug to me.
Yeah, you're punching down.
Like, I barely even acknowledge his existence.
Right.
Like, why would you let him
bother? I totally agree
him?
With that.
But I guess he felt like he had to address it.
Hey, but I'll always like Stephen A. Smith because on Brett's final show, he called in and did a testimonial or a good luck wish.
That's right. So that's a good thing. All right, hopefully I entertain you. That was the EP.
You did. Plus, we're going to get back in entertainment. Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, movie reporter is going to join us coming up at 9:25. Stay tuned.